Have your weekend breakfast
with Refilwe and Mpakanyane on 702.
Let's walk the talk.
Let's absolutely walk that talk of supporting small businesses, of supporting entrepreneurs with the Small Business Wellness Check. And most importantly, the point of this conversation or of the segment of the show is, you know, if you are a small business owner, if you are an entrepreneur and you've managed to come this far through lockdown, through COVID, and unfortunately through rioting and looting of the last couple of weeks, we want to find out from you how you, in fact, you've been able to do so, you know, pitfalls you've been able to avoid or learn some hard lessons from. We'd really appreciate you reaching out and emailing me on refilwe@702.co.za. Well, joining me to have a conversation about their small, about their business journey, and in fact, the most recent experiences is Mandla Ngobo, who is the owner of Accelerate Technologies. They provide fiber and broadband, they are a fiber and broadband installation company. And I read that, you know, during the pandemic, in fact, Accelerate was able to hire more youth than they had, you know, in the past. But of course, the caveat to our conversation is the impact that the recent looting had on Mandla Ngobo's business, Accelerate Technologies. Let's find out more. Mandla Ngobo, welcome to Weekend Breakfast. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me, Refilwe, and thank you to the listeners.
A pleasure, Mandla. You know, if you could just paint a picture for us and, you know, tell us the kind of footprint that Accelerate Technologies enjoys around the country and how many people you employ.
All right, yeah, so thank you for that. So Accelerate is a nationwide ISP, so we provide internet connectivity in layman's, right? So if you have fiber installed at home, we are able to provide your services as an ISP, which then basically links you up to the internet.
Yeah.
We are live on probably 30 plus FNOs. So FNOs are the likes of Vumatel, Openserve, and those guys. So the guys that do the physical installation of fiber.
Okay.
But we also operate our own network. So we also do our own physical fiber installation into a complex. So if your complex doesn't have a connectivity, we're able to do that and also provide internet services on top of that infrastructure.
You founded the company about 10 years ago. How many people do you currently employ?
So we, yeah, so I mean, let me maybe, I think, to give you a clearer picture. Going prior lockdown, we were at about 10 people. Coming, well, where we are now, about a year and a bit later, we're sitting at 34 plus permanent, and there's probably another 20 or so that are contracted. Mm-hmm. So we've grown phenomenally in a very short space of time due to the pandemic.
Yeah. And, you know, you've been on the unfortunate receiving end of the looting that took place recently. Can you paint a picture for us and tell us how, first of all, your business operations were affected and possibly your employees, but also how your customers were affected and what that did to those small and medium enterprises?
Yeah, so maybe let me start with the customer. So, you know, from a customer's point of view, you can imagine, you know, we're doing about 100 plus installations a day, or rather orders that we place on the various FNOs a day, and these must be serviced. So you've got clients waiting to be connected, because now suddenly we've just moved to level 4, people have to work from home, and they're all waiting for their fiber to be connected or their services to be rendered, and suddenly we can't get to them. You know, so it was very devastating from that point of view, that you've got people that have paid for the service, but you can't service them, and ultimately they'll demand their refunds, right? Understandably, I mean, it's not within anyone's control, but still, you know, a client is a client. If they've paid you, they're expecting a service. Mm-hmm. So that's from a service delivery point of view. But you've also got infrastructure that's deployed. So in North Dale currently, Pietermaritzburg is one of our hot areas. We're busy laying out fiber, and obviously with the ongoing riots, with the physical infrastructure being vandalized and so forth, that means even those that have been your clients for quite some time are now disrupted.
Yeah.
You know, a person is supposed to be attending a Zoom meeting or whatever, and now they can't, and ultimately, you know, your call center is flooded. You can't get to the people on time. It was absolute chaos.
Yeah. Mandla, how have you been able to, I guess, dust yourself off and chart a way to recovering becoming as effective as possible, as quickly as possible, in a minute, if you can?
Sure. So one is obviously with levels going up, our business was fortunate in the sense that there's it obviously increased the demand for our services. But from a looting perspective, luckily it didn't last that long. So we're able to very rapidly recover and get those guys involved. I think we've now overcame that backlog of the clients that were awaiting installations, and everyone is now back online.
Mm-hmm. The the kind of comments, the kind of interaction you are having with your customers, because we're talking about the effect on small businesses and medium enterprises, and they need to have they need to turn around and also deliver to their clients. Sure. They need to remain liquid. They need a steady income. Sure. They don't have these huge this capital to sort of fall back on.
No, absolutely. So you've got people, because literally people's homes have now been turned into offices, right? So now if your main revenue stream is based on the activities of the day, if you are out by almost half a month, that means that month, because some clients obviously pay monthly subscriptions. So if you're out by half a month, I don't care. I don't pay you for that month.
Sure.
So you can imagine from that small website host company or small. Could be a live chat company operating from midrand somewhere. Suddenly you're out by a month. The landlord still needs their rent, but you can't service them. And we also need money for our services.
Sure.
So it was it was one of those that we had to go into arrangements with some of our clients to see how we can help them get back on track.
Yeah. Well, Mandla Ngcobo, thank you so much for getting in touch with Weekend Breakfast and sharing your story with us. And I guess in many ways, sharing the stories of your own clients as well at Accelerate Technologies.